Good day, fellow Kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Monday, January 15, 2024. The Philippine National Police has recorded a 37% drop in focus crime incidents during the first 11 days of 2024. In a press briefing at Camp Krami in Quezon City on Monday, PNP Chief General Benjamin Acorda Jr. said focus crimes from January 1 to 11 this year decreased to 759 from 1,211 during the same period last year. Classified as focus crimes are murder, homicide, physical injury, rape, theft, robbery, vehicle theft, and motorcycle theft. Acorda also launched police officers following the Philippines' recognition as the third safest country in Southeast Asia, based on the 2023 Global Law and Order Report of Washington-based think tank Gallup. As of January 11, the PNP had already arrested 1,801 individuals in its intensified pursuit of wanted persons. During the same period, police officers seized 7.9 million pesos worth of illegal drugs in 719 operations. 155 were arrested in the campaign against loss of firearms, and 673 firearms were seized through recovery, surrender, confiscation, or safekeeping. Meanwhile, Acorda said the PNP is monitoring reports that some representatives of the International Criminal Court are in the country. State lawyers have reiterated that the government is not obligated to cooperate with the ICC. Solicitor General Bernardo Guevara explained the resolutions by lawmakers encouraging the government to cooperate with the ICC are mere sentiments. The Pantawid Pamilyang Pilipino program beneficiaries who want to pursue higher education may avail of various government education support programs that will assist them with their school expenses, a Department of Social Welfare and Development official said on Monday. Assistant Secretary for Strategic Communications Romel Lopez said the Commission on Higher Education has various educational assistance programs including scholarships, grant in aid, and student loan programs. Lopez is also the DSWD spokesperson, said the programs are offered to qualify and eligible poor households, including four-piece beneficiaries, by the Unified Student Financial Assistance System for Tertiary Education, an attached agency of CHED that unifies and harmonizes government-funded student financial assistance programs. Lopez said the four-piece beneficiaries may avail of free higher education in any state universities and colleges, and CHED recognized local universities and colleges, pursuant to Republic Act 10931 that exempts students from paying tuition and other school fees. He said the DSWD is urging those who want to pursue higher education to coordinate with the nearest universities and colleges in their place of residence to avail the program. To date, there are 113 SUCs and 104 LUCs nationwide offering pre-tertiary education under the Universal Access to Care Tertiary Education Act. Aside from this, Lopez said four-piece beneficiaries can also avail themselves of pre-technical vocational education and training that are being implemented by the Technical Education and Skills Development Authority, TESDA, in any state-run technical vocational institution. The beneficiaries of four-piece who opt to enroll in any CHED-recognized public and private higher education institutions may also avail of the tertiary education subsidy, he added. Another program called Tulong Dunong Program, TDP, may also be an option for four-piece beneficiaries, which may entitle them to a maximum of 15,000 pesos grant for one academic year. Under TDP, however, the beneficiaries will be eligible for its grants only if they are not receiving any CHED and UNIPAS education support programs. Under the four-piece, household beneficiaries are given conditional cash transfers to improve their education, health, and nutrition, assisting them to break the intergenerational intergenerational cycle of poverty. The Department of Education attribute the orderly transition of 14 schools in the enlisted men's barrio Embo villages to the collective resolve of the Makati and Taguig local government units. Vice President and Education Secretary Sara Duterte, Taguig City Mayor Lani Cayetano, and Makati City Mayor Abby Binay signed an agreement last year for the full transition of the public schools operations from Makati to Taguig beginning 2024. Under the agreement, the schools division of Taguig Pateros will now manage and operate the 14 schools: Makati Science High School, Comembo Elementary School, Rizal Elementary School, Pembo Elementary School, Benigno Ninoy S. Aquino High School, Tibagan High School, Port Bonifacio Elementary School, Port Bonifacio High School, Pitogo Elementary School, Pidogo High School, Sambo Elementary School, East Rembo Elementary School, West Rembo Elementary School, and South Sambo Elementary School. DepEd National Capital Region Director Gilbert Sasad and all members of the Transition Committee were also recognized for their efforts. The agency stepped into directly supervise the 14 schools as stated in Department Order Number 23 issued August 16, 2023. The order said the Office of the Secretary shall directly supervise the management and administration of all 14 schools, pending a transition plan effective immediately. It was followed by DepEd's announcement that a transition committee will be created, which will be composed of representatives from the agency and the cities of Taguig and Makati oversee the transition plan. The Bureau of Immigration is set to implement more projects to make international travel smooth and seamless. In a statement Monday, Commissioner Norman Chancinco said they are readying more modernization projects for 2024, as campaigns of the Department of Tourism are expected to draw more tourists into the country. He noted that they are set to replace 25% of their manual operations to electronic gates in 2024, which is a medium-term plan, and they expect that half of their operations will be electronic by 2026. Tancinco said they are set to expand their e-services to include other immigration services, where tourists can now extend their visas online to attract more travelers to enjoy the different tourist destinations in the country. He added that they are finalizing the requirements for a more seamless immigration process for cruise tourists, which will attract more cruise ships to choose the Philippines as their destination. Meanwhile, Tancinco is optimistic that the BI modernization bill will finally be passed this year, as Senate President Senator Juan Miguel Zubiri expressed support for the measure. During President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr.'s second State of the Nation address, he also reiterated the passage of the new law to boost nation building. The proposed modernization measures will authorize the BI to use its income to acquire advanced tools and technologies that will enable the BI to operate more efficiently and effectively in fulfilling its vital role in national security. The bill, which is being deliberated upon in the Senate, is expected to update the 84-year-old Philippine Immigration Act of 1940. The police officer who has been charged with firing his handgun during a confrontation with another customer in a bar in Quezon City last November has been dismissed from the service, Philippine National Police Chief General Benjamin Acorda said on Monday. In a press briefing at Camp Krami, Quezon City, Acorda said he has already signed Lieutenant Colonel Mark Julio Abong's dismissal order last December 18 in relation to a hit-and-run case in August 2022. Abong was a member of the PNP under the Legal Service Department who was arrested in November last year for firing his gun outside a Quezon City bar. Abong grabbed a waiter by his necktie and argued with the customer outside the establishment in Barangay Laging Handa, according to the police report. The establishment's manager said Abong fired his handgun twice outside. the Quezon City Police District earlier filed charges of illegal discharge of firearms, alarm and scandal, and violating the Comprehensive Firearms and Ammunition Regulation Act in relation to the Omnibus Election Code, as well as physical injury and slander by deed against Abong. Last November, the Department of the Interior and Local Government joined the appeal of Abong, who has been ordered dismissed by the Quezon City People's Law Enforcement Board for his involvement in the Hitman case. In the same press briefing, Akorda ordered all regional directors to conduct an inventory of all case folders of erring police officers, following a report that some case folders at the National Capital Region Police Office went missing. Since NCRPO Chief Major General Jose Melencio Nartates took over as NCRPO Chief in July 2023, some 300 erring cops have been dismissed from the service. Nartates has ordered an investigation into that matter, focusing on the possibility that errant cops are in cahoots with some police officers handling administrative matters in the NCRPO. Following Nartates' revelation, Akorda said they are not discounting the possibility that that same modus also happened in other regional offices. Akorda also tasked regional directors to come up with a system that comes with monitoring the transfer of documents from one or office to another to come up with best paper trail in worst-case scenarios. Join us again tomorrow for another news update. I'm Shankil B. Flores. Good day and God bless.